turn of golden boats, named and bounded nets, releasing the desire in amorous dance. Seed is the day and seed is the night, the dark haze disappears into rising light. Ubhaya kandradeva, akati
Welcome to the Who Am I interviews of the International Pagan Music Association. I'm Alfred Willehoff, and we are really excited to have with us this evening Beltane, from all the way from Crete. So welcome, Beltane. How are you guys this evening?
Well, come, Alfred. We're fine. We're fine here. We had lovely weather today, so we are fine.
Absolutely. I'm glad that you have lovely weather there. Tell us a little bit about how you all got into music.
Well, I started when I was about 16. No, earlier. Must have been earlier. Anyway, we started with a heavy metal band, with doing the back in the 80s, early 90s, with a metal band with my friends, and I played bass, and it was love at first sight with music, and from there it expanded to many other styles, but always had the pagan religious aspect in my mind, and couldn't find the right people to do the vision that I had, the music that played in my head. And when I then met Samaela, I felt that the time has ripened to open the book for the chapter of Beltane. And Samaela is a very wonderful flutist and has a magnificent voice. And she also was very, very much involved into the creative process of composing and writing the lyrics, which took a very long time to develop and to go also to the necessary depth to write these songs around the year wheel.
What is the best thing about being a pagan musician?
Well, the best thing about being a pagan musician, for me, it would be that it expresses exactly where I wanted to go. So being a pagan musician, the best thing about it is that I can go to the depth together with Samaela, and from this fountain of inspiration to dig out slowly, piece by piece, new treasures, and to evoke them, to transform them, to bring them up to life.
And trust your own feelings in that.
Yes, awesome. And follow your intuition.
Awesome. I love that. That's fantastic. So what is the most challenging thing about being a pagan musician?
It's about the same thing. The most challenging thing is that you're writing about things that are very, very, as it is a religious music, contemporary religious music, I would say, you have to be inside and you have to be outside in the process at the same time. So as you're in doing things, you have to let things flow and then go back one step and watch at the image and go back. It's a bit like sculpturing. So that's I think, if you're honest and sincere, and then this is really the challenge of being an artist, to be the maker and the criticizer, or the reflective wall to the light, in the same time as the light goes through to you.
It's like, as an example, you write lyrics for Imbolc, and then in the end you read it, then you ask yourself, is this really the thing, what I feel when Imbolc is here? And you start the discussion again, and then you rewrite the lyrics again. So I think this is the right answer to your question.
And we took quite, for the lyrics, we took every word was meant to sit on the right place. And as words are also metaphors and creating images and feelings at the same time, it was a very important part to do the lyrics, and it was a very challenging part. We took really days for writing one song to finish it, because we really said no compromise in this album. It's meant to be an album for all the pagan people in this world, to encourage them to get connected to the people. And it was meant to be in a time that we're having now. We're seeing, dark times around us, but we wanted to give a sign of hope, especially to pagan people, modern pagan people around the world.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for those answers, and thank you for sharing so honestly with me this evening.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So how can the IPMA help you to enhance your personal musical reality?
I think the best is that you bring us together with other pagan musicians, other pagan people, and I think you are doing a very good job in this, by the way.
Yes. We see there's a lot of heart blood in IPMA. As we say, you can feel that people are really dedicated to this work, which is really fantastic, because I think in the pagan people's world there are not so many platforms to bring people together, and music is one way to do it. And I would hope that through the membership of IPMA we get more connected to other pagan musicians, but pagan people, writing emails, exchanging ideas, thoughts. That's exactly what we should do.
I see the other musicians and artists not as a concurrence. I see them as my brothers and sisters. And I think this is a main point.
Fantastic. And thank you for that answer, both of you. If a person was only going to listen to one of your songs, which one would it be?
I just asked my son Baldur before we had the interview, and he said, "Wow, if it was only one song,
for me it would be Eclipse." I have to say, because Eclipse is so mystic,
mighty,
so mighty and so deep, and it goes so deep into your soul and you cannot hide So for me, it would be Eclipse.
For me, I couldn't say they're all my children. And right. I love them. I love them really all in their own way. I couldn't say, really.
Okay, that is a great answer. Awesome. Okay, so is there a new project or something going on that you would like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, at the moment, what's new is that we moved to Crete last July, and since last week, we have a building permit, and we started already building our new studio here. So there will be a place in Crete, in West Crete, where we live, where people can come and record. And there's also a place for musicians to, there's a place to stay overnight. There's a house near to our house. So the new project is that there will be a platform, which is the studio, and already I found one lady from America. She's doing a kind of that can dance, like singing, and she said she will return and we will work together. And Beltane will continue to work as soon as the studio is ready. So the next project is the studio, to build it up and to start writing songs again.
And we are open for all pagan sisters and brothers to come over to Crete and enjoy this beautiful, beautiful, very spiritual place.
Yes. I mean, Crete is, we've been to some places, but it is unbelievable.
We went on last Sunday, we went to a temple of a goddess. She's called Dictina. And the place is around between 4,000 and 5,000 years old. Can you believe that? So if you are pagan, it's unbelievable. You stay there and you feel everything.
So the origin was Minoan, but later on it went to Britomartis, and then it was a place connected with Britomartis. It's another name of Artemis. So. And you see where the houses have been of the people who went there, the pilgrims, and the place is amazing. It's there are no words to describe it, really.
I will send you photos.
Yes, and we went, and you have to drive 18 kilometers on gravel road to get there, so there are not too many people going there, even the tourists. And the only thing you see is sheep, so we played a concert for the sheep.
It was real fun.
And they came down from the mountains, and on the way back we saw six stone eagles
flying
over us, and that's what you can see in Crete. And around the next corner it's totally different, and the people are amazing and
friendly
people, really friendly people.
So awesome. We are still in that stage here that you don't close your door at your house. You know, you leave it open. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can go away and nobody will go into your house. So anyway, all the pagan people who want to go to Crete and you're hearing this, just say hello to us on the way. Maybe it would be nice.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah.
What message do you want to share with those who will listen to this interview?
Follow up your way is my message.
Trust yourself?
Trust yourself. Follow up your way and...
Trust and love is the two things, I think, that make up my life as a pagan. It's trust and love, and that's the message.
Love is the law.
Indeed. Well, I want to thank you, Beltane.
We want to thank you.
Thank you. It has been a great pleasure to spend this time with you, And I look forward to our next conversations. Just to let our audience know, Beltane is one of the musician groups that have been nominated for Musical Group of the Year for 2018, and that the voting will begin here in the next 60 days or so, as we are finishing up all of the individuals who will be on those ballots. And I look forward to listening to much more of your music on WCAS, The Cauldron, and other stations as well. So once again, thank you both, and I hope that you have enjoyed this, and I look forward to our further conversations.
Thank you,
Alfred. And as we say, Kalispera.